This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 169. So, today I am interviewing Lester Tay again of Atticus Solutions. We spoke to Lester back in episode 160 and also 164. It's an interesting backstory how Lester was doing his MBA in London and followed his dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but also returning back to the Philippines. And he runs Atticus Solutions, which is a BPO service provider here in the Philippines. If you want to know any more about Lester or Atticus, of course, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/169. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, we are joined by Lester Tay again of Atticus Solutions. It's an outsourcing solutions partner. Hi, Lester. How are you?
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, great. Thanks for joining us again. We have spoken previously to Lester, so go back and get those episodes, the backstory about Lester, and also we deep dive into Atticus. But I wanted to get Lester back to talk more broadly about the Philippines and outsourcing and potentially some of the future potential there for you guys out there, businesses. So thank you so much, Lester. I suppose initially, can you just give people a brief introduction into yourself and how you came to be running Atticus Solutions?
Sure. So I did my MBA in London a few years back. Afterwards, but even for doing MBA, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I mean, that's the main reason. And when I did my MBA, I worked in London for a few 1 year and worked in Australia for another year. And then while I was in Australia, I've always wanted to do a business, but I wasn't sure what. Then one day, our very first outsourcing client, who was just referred to me in Australia, just approached me and told me, "Hey, Lester, why don't you set up a BPO in the Philippines and we'll be your first client?" So I resigned from my very comfortable job without any knowledge on how to start the business, even about the industry. Then I just said, "Hey, this is the only time in my life I can start something." So I came back to the Philippines and started the business with just one person. So I was can you imagine, like, I go to the office and you have one employee and I'm there, right? So I was the HR, I was the accountant, I was the sales.
And that's when the massive learning curve starts, huh?
And so, yeah. And then, it's just been a blessing that we've grown this much more. So we're going on to 100 people.
Yeah, that's incredible. And congratulations and well done for taking that first step. And I certainly think the toughest part is behind you now, you know. But and so you started in 2014. How have you seen the industry evolve in that time? You know, are you seeing things speeding up or slowing down? Because some of the commentators are concerned that, you know, it could be a sunset industry. Everyone that is going to outsource has already done it. What are your feelings on the ground?
Yeah, I think it depends on the type of outsourcing services that the company's engaged in. It's very category dependent. So, for example, I believe voice, medical transcription, the very, I guess, lower skilled outsourcing models might be less in demand in the future. But I believe the IT services, financial services, the higher value services will still be in demand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still going to be a long time. And the clients that you deal with, are they mainly the small to medium-sized businesses? What sort of demographic do you deal with in the West?
Yeah, so they are small to medium-sized businesses. They were mainly started by entrepreneurs as well. So I think that's good, because at least we understand how hard it is to start a business, and also the value of people in business. So most of our clients, I mean, they're not very small, I would say, mainly medium-sized, especially the ones in Europe.
Right. Well done. And, you know, how have you seen, what is your, we spoke in the first podcast we did about, you know, your impression of outsourcing, but how do you feel outsourcing is evolving within the Philippines? Like, is it becoming recognized as a key driver of the economy, or is it still considered that it's, you know, kind of just a place for call centers. What are kind of people thinking about the outsourcing world now?
I think it's going to be a major driver in the Philippines in the future for very simple reasons. It allows people to have to be exposed to great companies outside the Philippines. Secondly, like the wages in higher value services are very competitive as well. So it allows people to work in the Philippines without having to leave the Philippines as compared to like when people were doing the OFW roles. And yeah, so in society, at least there's more knowledge that's being developed. Because if an employee works for a foreign company that has a lot of IP, so the staff here gets developed as well, and the knowledge gets spread around.
Mm.
So yes, it will definitely grow. It'll be a very important industry in the future.
Yeah, it does. That is a huge opportunity, isn't it? That people can sit here in the Philippines but have the exposure to like a Silicon Valley company or a Wall Street company, because the geography isn't so relevant anymore. And more and more I'm excited for the Philippines because it sort of means that there's a meritocracy and someone sitting in Manila can earn just as much as someone sitting in Wall Street if they are as good and if they can prove themselves. So it's certainly an exciting prospect for the Philippines, yeah.
It is, and that's a great word, like meritocracy. It is pure meritocracy as well.
Mm. And are you seeing more and more like of your peers? What sort of work are they involved in? Are you seeing more people being aware of this opportunity to not necessarily work for Philippine domestic companies, but any company all over the world?
Yeah, I think that what's interesting about the labor force right now, it's less, I would say, traditional. I mean, people are going into the traditional huge multinationals less, and then they're exploring working for companies where they can develop themselves. So where they can increase in market value. So I think people are more adventurous in terms of finding the types of jobs that they look for.
Right. Yeah. And do you see kind of a bright future for Philippines outsourcing? Do you think that it will kind of continually grow? Do you see any threats from sort of the AI or automation?
Yes, I believe the industry will grow. AI, I mean, I'm not an expert, but from my very limited knowledge, I think AI will have an impact in the outsourcing world, especially with, again, the traditional outsourcing models such as transcribing, pure voice call centers. But I think where knowledge, where like the IT services, financial services, or the more analytical skills, I think they will be still very valuable.
Cool. And what are your sense of the education as well? Because the Philippines produces about, 500,000 graduates a year. Do you think it's, and also, the Philippines, because actually at Outsource Accelerator, we try and brand the Philippines as like the Swiss banking of outsourcing. We really think that it's a high value proposition compared to like India, compared to Vietnam, compared to Eastern Europe, these other sort of outsourcing destinations. But do you see the educational system kind of providing the market with what it needs in terms of outsourcing skills?
I think that's a very, very good question. I think traditionally the advantage of the Philippines was the language, but I think that's not a very sustainable competitive advantage. So I believe that there's a lot of schools that are developing really good educational platforms for technical skills. In fact, some of our employees do not come from the traditionally well-known schools in the Philippines, in Metro Manila, but a lot of them come from the provinces.
Mm.
So I see there's a lot of opportunity for that kind of talent.
Fantastic. And of course, for those foreigners or overseas listening, there is incredible support from the government, whether it's this administration or the next one, but generally the government has huge respect and support for the BPO industry. So. It's all certainly moving in the right direction. Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, thank
so
you
much.
Too.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Sure. Yeah, but to add to the education piece, right? What I realized is that even though European schools teach well technically, there's a lot to be done in terms of life skills, meaning like how to deal with different cultures, how to manage people. I think there's a lot of things that aren't taught in university. it's super important to work in a global marketplace.
Yeah. And it is, do you think it's getting more, people are getting more used to working or seeing foreigners now? Like kind of 20 years ago, I assume when there was less YouTube, less Western TV, you know, less American basketball on TV, there was so much more cultural divergence. Whereas now it's kind of, it's only going to get more and more normalized and homogenized, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just a natural progression of society. Like before there was huge barriers in exchange of goods, exchange of capital. Now there's none. So, I mean, the future is less barriers in terms of exchange and talent. So, yeah, that's why I think the Philippines is great in teaching technical skills, but the skills that you don't learn in school are actually very important to thrive in a global marketplace.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you for your insight, Lester. And if, of course, if anyone wants to reach out to you or know more about Atticus Solutions and what it does and what it offers, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, they can just go onto our website, www.atticus.ph, or they can add me on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Thanks, Lester. And of course, all of that is in the show notes.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Lester Tay of Atticus Solutions. If you want to get in touch with Lester or know more about Atticus, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/169. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.